Hey, how are you, Fish?
Good morning. I feel fine. Unless it's some sort of a disease to forget someone's name once in a while.
It happens all the time.
It came right back to me. Bernice. But she wants to make a big deal out of it.
You forgot Bernice's name?
Only for a second. I know who she was. I just couldn't think of what to call her. Now she says, I'm losing the rest of my faculty.
How many of those checks you got?
13, totaling $374.30.
Well, why would a guy pass out that much paper for so little cash?
Well, he's crooked, but he's not greedy.
Peculiarities? I haven't got any.
Everybody's got peculiarities.
I'm sorry, I haven't got...
Come on, Nathan, let's have them.
What's going on?
He's being uncooperative, Captain. I mean, he won't answer any of the questions right.
Why don't you make it easy on yourself, Mr. Levine? Cooperate with Detective Orgerhoitz and answer the questions.
Peculiarities.
I sleep in the nude.
Tell the doctor I apologize. I just forgot, yeah. Today, 2:00. Okay, thanks. I don't remember making that appointment. Maybe I am going out of my mind.
Yeah. When you're getting older, that's the first thing that goes.
Not according to Bernice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. Hi, Woj. Hi, Mike. You're looking very well.
Yeah, I'm using a new soap.
Do you like it better than the old one?
Well, the old one got about the size of a dime. I got about that thin. Well, it got very difficult when you got the two pieces together. You couldn't get any lather.
Nice to see you, Mike.
Bingo. We got a make on that paper hanger. It's Harold Polanski, and I got 3 possible addresses. Let's go.
I'm on a new case. Social Services called this morning. Now, in case I don't get home in time, this is David's piano teacher.
Okay. Where are they sending you today?
South Bronx.
South Bronx? That's a rough area.
The Rockefellers in East Hampton don't need me.
Have you checked?
No. Snap judgment.
What kind of case you got?
Oh, it's a mother whose son just got out of prison.
Ex-convict.
Oh, Barney. And he can't get a job, and she has 2 other sons, both involved in street gangs, and both dropouts, and the husband drinks.
Couldn't they give you something easy once in a while? Like an unwed mother?
They save the biggies for the best.
Well, the South Bronx, that's no picnic there. Gang wars, arson.
Well, I admit I'm a little nervous, but it's a challenge. I mean, I know it's dangerous, but it's stimulating all at the same time. My blood pressure hasn't been this high in years.
Thanks.
I mean, in the daytime.
You know, you kiss good for a social worker.
Oh, thanks. My field supervisor will be very pleased. She asked me if I had good relations with the police.
What did you tell her?
I said, whenever I could.
Listen, give me a call when you get up there.
Oh, Barney, it's not necessary. I'll be perfectly all right.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Give me a call anyway.
Oh, Barney.
Take care of us, Mom.
I will, Woj. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, look at this. You see? You save all the little pieces. And after about a year, you melt them together, and you get a whole new bar of soap.
Oh, nice to see you again, Mike. Bye. Oh, thank you, Fish. How's Bernice?
Fine, thank you, Liz.
Oh, give her my love. Oh, and tell her I'm sorry I forgot her birthday yesterday.
Oh.
poem.
Okay, just sit here at the desk again. Oh, hey, Inspector.
I'll make an hour, will you?
All right.
Hey, well, well, if it isn't Nathan the Bagman.
Hello, Inspector.
Hi, Knight. What'd they nail you for this time? Same old thing?
Policy.
Yeah. Well, a leper will never change his stripes.
Hello? Day old bakery? Yeah. What do you got laying around that says, Happy Birthday, Bernice?
Peculiarities? Sleeps in the nude. What's with sleeps in the nude?
That's his statement.
Oh, come on, that ain't peculiarities. Peculiarities is if a man goes around collecting woman's shoes on the nightline. They don't do nothing.
Nah,
of course not. He may be a bag man, but he ain't a weird bag man. World Series, 1936. Look at this. Huh? Carl Hubble. Lou Gehrig. Mel Ott. 1936. I was at that World Series.
No kidding. That was before I was born.
No kidding.
Happy birthday, Bernie. You ought to be able to shove in a C in there somewhere.
Hey, Inspector, how are you?
Oh, I just stopped by to see you.
Come on inside.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, Inspector. You got my baseball.
Oh, which hat? Old head and ball trick, huh? Hey, you want to sell it, would you?
Nope.
I'd give you $20 for it.
No, thanks.
Yeah. I thought Polish people liked the bowl. Hey, Barney, that Wojo Ho, is he a good cop?
Wojo?
Yeah. Well, you don't know much about human nature.
Mike, hold my calls for a few minutes, will you? If Liz calls, put her right through, though. Right.
Well, I gotta talk to you.
Sure. What can I do for you?
I've been offered this job with the parole board, Barney, and I kind of been debating in my mind as to whether I should take it or not.
Parole board? You should be flattered by the offer.
I am, Bob. All them important cases to discuss, you know, and evaluating the pros and the cons. And all them people in jail filing their petitions to get out again, you know, join us in this society. I don't know, I guess I gotta take it, Bonnie. I mean, somebody's gotta keep them firemen behind bars, right?
What do you think? I think we need you more right here, Inspector. Oh, yeah, the more you think about it. Hello. Oh, thanks, Mike. Hello, Liz? Okay, you got there okay. I just wanted to... I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Who's arguing in the back there? The brothers having an argument. Wonderful. All right, listen, as long as you're... something break, Liz? Liz, are you okay? What's going on there? Was that glass smashing, Liz? Liz, are you okay? Look, Liz! Liz!
Phone went dead.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're right, Barney.
Call the 5-1 in the Bronx. Tell them I want to talk to the watch commander.
The Department of Social Services says she was sent up here.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Barney, I got the 5-1 on line 2.
Tell him I'll take him to my office.
Thanks for the nice powwow, Barney.
Right.
I'll give you $25.
No thanks.
Why not, Wojo?
Well, I'm just used to having it on my desk, Inspector.
Huh? Come on, what's it to you?
Just don't want to sell it, Inspector.
Okay, Wojciechowicz. That's the way you want it. You know, sometimes a man could use a friend among the higher-ups in this little New York City department of ours. Yeah. See you around, man.
Oh, all right. Inside. Then I'll be Mr. Lansky.
Big deal of a lousy little baseball for crowd out of us.
Take a seat over there, please.
What's the difference? Standing, sitting, I don't care anymore.
Man, this dude's got checks from banks in 32 states, including Hawaii.
Huh?
Yeah, and look at this. The blank checks match the checks he's cashed.
Well, looks like we got you, Mr. Polanski. What is that, something new? It's the story of my life. Yeah? You know, they sit up there laughing at me. The break givers, the gods of men. Nothing for you today, Polanski! We got a load and no luck for you again!
Yeah, you sure? No 1052 at that address. Well, my wife went up there on a case, Frank, and I got a call from her and... Look, would you do me a favor and send a car around? I know, you don't like to go in there. I'd consider it a personal favor, Frank. Thanks. Yeah.
Are you Nathan Levine?
I'm one of them.
Yeah, we got him up here. They got his bail ticket.
Yeah, okay.
I gotta go see a doctor. I got a 2 o'clock appointment.
It's only 12:45.
I also gotta pick up a cake.
Hope it ain't serious.
It will be if they don't find a seat.
No, I mean, I hope whatever you got ain't serious.
Of course it's serious. Everything that happens to you immediately following the age of puberty is serious.
Really?
You'll find out when you get there.
Hey, Harris.
Yeah.
Fingerprints check out.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to take some new pictures. You gained some weight since the last ones, eh, Mr. Polanski?
Yeah, it's guilt. Makes you eat like a pig. I used to be taller, too.
Hey, man, I called over to Manhattan South. They said they'll pick him up later.
Okay. Hey, hurry it up, will you, Mr. Polanski?
Easy, I'm not used to signing my own name.
These checks are really great, man. He's an artist, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's a curse. I wanted to go into politics. I am a student of American history. You know, when I was a kid, I used to dream about signing the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, yeah?
Now I can. You want to tell Cap Miller we got his wife?
Never here? Mind, thank you. I'll tell him myself.
Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Well, I am a little embarrassed.
Over what?
Five policemen walked into that room and removed me as if I were a brownie in a forest fire.
I'm sorry. I thought you were in trouble. All that shouting on the phone, that furniture breaking.
There was a family discussion and somebody was making a point.
What about the glass breaking?
There are two sides to every discussion.
Who pulled the phone out of the wall?
Everyone. It's the only thing they all agreed on.
What are they fighting about?
Oh... The older son, the ex-convict, can't get a job, and he was taking it out on the family. The furniture.
Well, I'm sorry.
My first day on a new case, and I'm preempted.
Yeah. Barney, excuse me. Here's the sheet on Polanski. No question about it. He's the guy that's been passing all the bad paper around.
Three arrests, two convictions.
Yeah, he's a very talented fellow. Look at the signatures he made for me.
Hey. Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Hancock. They look perfect.
They are perfect.
Why does he keep getting into trouble?
Well, you see, he goes on parole. He can't get a job. Writes a bad check. Goes back in again. Gets on parole again.
Yeah,
can't get a job.
Thank you, John.
You know, a man like that, I mean, this could be an artist. Of course, I haven't heard of anyone starting out writing the signature first and then doing the painting.
not just ex-convicts. Everybody's having a tough time getting a job today.
That's true.
Who's your ex-convict?
He's a lathe operator. Got his training in the machine shop at Sing Sing.
Do you have any real experience?
Are you kidding? He was doing 10 to life.
Those are real credentials. All right, I'll see you at home about 6, huh?
7.
7?
7. I have another call to make.
Where is it this time? The Middle East?
You really want to know?
No, I'm going to try and do it cold turkey. Fish, what did the doctor say?
He said I was at the time of my life when my body is going through changes.
Sounds like menopause.
It is menopause. I caught it from Bernice.
It's not giving you all that much trouble, is it?
Well, just a little difficulty in remembering things.
What's the serial number of your gun?
186-693-4788.
See? You got priorities. You're more selective about your memory. You remember things that are important to you.
You think so?
Sure. What's your anniversary?
Sometime in February.
The 12th.
The 12th. Right. 186-693-4788. Pretty good.
Polanski.
Yeah.
Social services never been able to help you with a job, has it?
Nobody has ever done anything for me.
Well, if you're ever lucky enough to get paroled again, give me a call.
Remind me a cop. Cops do not help ex-cons.
Maybe. But you're in luck. I happen to have a wife who's a social worker.
Well, I happen to have a brother. He owns a machine shop in Huntington, Long Island. Polanski's Foundry and Ironworks. He's making money hand over fist. You think he'd help me? Forget it! He would help anybody in the world except me. Right?
Right. Huntington, Long Island.
Right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Who wants Clark Gable?
Fred, Bonnie.
Hello, Inspector.
Bonnie, I took your good advice to heart. You'll be happy to know that I decided to stay here right where I am. You and all your men on the old firing line.
We would have missed you, Inspector.
Ah, I would have missed you, too. Most of you.
Excuse me a minute.
Yeah,
got a phone call to make.
Go ahead, Mark. Well, Matt, see you around.
Hey, Inspector.
Inspector Luger?
Yes? What is it, Detective Wojo Howitz?
I've decided to change my mind about the ball.
What ball? Ah, forget it, son. I put it completely out of my head. I'm not interested in buying a ball.
Well, I'm not talking about selling it to you. I'm talking about giving it to you.
Not sweet talk me with that soft soap, well, Joe, because it... You what?
Giving it to you.
You mean you got it? Well, that's a darn decent of you, Woji. I hardly know. What?
Hey.
Huh?
Inspector, it means a lot more to you than it does to me.
That's true. You know, softy, you. John Hubble. Lou Gehrig. John Hancock.
Was he with the Giants?
No,
He was one of the original Yankees.
You're telling the infielder, right?
And it's 1, 2, 3, strike two.
Little present from our forger friend. The Declaration of Independence.
Is the ink dry yet?
Barely.
Hey, is his John Hancock as good as the one he did for me?
He didn't use John Hancock. He used Harold Polanski.
Well, that makes it a genuine forgery.
Listen, it's okay by me. As long as he's writing his own name, he's not writing somebody else's.
Yeah.
Why do we love New York so much? Is it the restaurants, the Broadway shows, the infinite amount of exciting things to do, or is it all the great TV? Keep watching the TV Land Loves New York Marathon.